We are going to spend the next couple of hours reflecting on issues that we asked about in our Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College survey. In our first half hour this morning, what is the most important problem facing the nation? And do you think the country is headed in the right or the wrong direction? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, October 23rd. We will talk with our survey analyst and with an economist, and we will welcome your questions and your answers to our poll questions. Get this, 80% of us, 80, think that the country is headed in the wrong direction. Do you? Why do you suppose this is? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let me welcome our guests. Wendy Scattergood is an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere and an associate at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
We also have with us, he will react to our survey results and give us some more information about the economy of the nation, Brian Jacobson, Associate Professor of Business Administration at Wisconsin Lutheran College and Chief Portfolio Strategist at Wells Fargo Advantage Funds, LLC. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Well, let's start, Wendy, with our survey results. The most of us don't think the country's headed in the right direction.
No, not at all. As you said, 80% think that we're going in the wrong direction, and 17% say that we're going in the right direction.
How does this compare?
Well, compared to last spring when we asked this, 35% said that we were going in the right direction compared to the 17% now, and then we had a high of 46% in the fall of 2012, just before the election.
Well, what do you suppose is going on?
It's actually not the low for the survey.
Really?
The low was actually just before the 2008 presidential election, when the percentage of people saying we're going in the right direction was 8%.
Wow.
So we're doing better than that, at least. We've had some spikes here where, you know, we went from that 8% in the fall of 2008 just then to the spring of 2009, just after President Obama started his first term, all the way up to 41%. And then again, just before the election of fall 2012, more optimism with 46% saying we're going in the right direction. And then, you know, we've seen this precipitous fall since then. And of course, as we said, you know, the survey was done for the most part right during the shutdown.
Yeah, and that's going to influence people's perceptions.
Absolutely. You know, we did part of the survey that was after it, and so I compared the two samples before and after. And frankly, there was not a statistically significant difference. There was a little bit within the sample, a little bit of uptick in the right direction, but not enough to sort of say that is generalizable to the public.
Yeah. Well, for listeners who aren't familiar with our Wisconsin survey, Wisconsin Public Radio and St. Norbert College, the Strategic Research Institute, partner up every spring and every fall, and we ask about questions, issues that matter to you. And we often ask what's the most important problem facing the state or the nation. We get job performance ratings on our elected officials, and we talk about different public policy issues that are in the news. And we talk about them on the air. We generally post all of our results, too, on our website. Unfortunately, they're not there right now. We hope to get them up very early this morning. Our new website poses a few issues in getting some of this stuff up there, but we will get those results up there. And, Wendy, for the benefit of listeners who don't know what we do, very briefly, who do we survey? How does this work? A methodology, just very briefly, and then we're not going to really go into that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do a random selection of all active residential landline cell phones in Wisconsin, and then we survey just adults, obviously. And then we were in the field this time between the 9th and the 21st of October, and we have a plus or minus 5% error rate. That's on each statistic, and we interviewed 400 people in Wisconsin.
Okay, so there we go. If you have answers or questions about the survey results or the issues that we asked about in the survey, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We're going to focus this half hour more on the most important problem facing the nation. Coming up in our next half hour, we'll go a little bit more into depth in our job approval ratings of President Obama and Congress and other national elected officials. We'll talk about whether or not we support or oppose the Affordable Care Act coming up in our big question segment after 7 o'clock this morning. We'll have different results to discuss tomorrow morning. But, Wendy, what is the most important problem facing the nation, according to our survey?
Well, I don't think anybody's going to be surprised by this, but it's sort of a government dissatisfaction and gridlock polarization issues. A lot of people saying Congress is broken. A lot of people saying the president is the biggest problem. So all those people in one category, I put them in 37%, and that was the number one problem.
So it was the government dysfunction.
Yes, absolutely. And that was, so 37% said that, and that was in when we had that same category in last spring, it was 16%.
Well, yeah, and again, our perception's probably heightened because of the shutdown that was going on when the survey was in the field. What about the economy and jobs and the budget and the debt and all that?
Yeah, well, the number two problem was the budget, the deficit, and the debt, and that came in at 24%. And that was about the same as last spring. Economies and jobs is what was down. That was kind of what was replaced by the government dissatisfaction and dysfunction. That came in at number three at 14%, whereas if you compare it to last spring, it was 34%, with a high of fall of 2008 of 61% saying that was the number one problem. So it's clearly been displaced for this particular survey with that dysfunction and budget taxes. And then number four was health care. About 10% said that was the most important problem, and that's pretty similar to what we've seen over the past couple years.
And I'm sorry. So, what were some of the other almost rans?
So we had, you know, typically we always see that there's a number of people that are going to say, you know, abortion is the number one issue. We always have people that say, you know, the decline of family values or morals or lack of God in society. We saw a little bit of an uptick here in the distribution of wealth or income inequality. That kind of popped up a little bit. It's not huge. It's about 1% of the people who said that, but that kind of had been missing for a while, so that was kind of new. A few people talked about illegal immigration, education at the national level came up a little bit. Typically, that's something we see more at the state level. And then we also had just very few focusing on sort of foreign policy issues. A number of people talking about just the wars in general, that was the problem. Middle East. A number of people talked about foreign aid being an issue, and then a few people talked about Syria.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, also though, we did ask while the vast majority of Wisconsin residents say the U.S. is headed in the wrong direction, more than half of us do think that the national economy is the same or better than a year ago.
Yeah. When we look at that, 30% said that they think that it's better than it was a year ago, and 28% thinks that it's the same, but 41% think that it's actually worse. And there's a huge partisan difference here, mm-hmm. which probably shouldn't be surprising. 50% of Democrats think it's better, whereas 56% of Republicans think it's worse. And then, yeah, the independents are a little bit in between that, but sort of trending to worse. The plurality there was 43% of independents saying that it's worse compared to 33% saying it's the same and 22% saying it's better.
All right. Well, let's bring Brian Jacobson into our discussion. Thanks for standing by, Professor Jacobson. So what's, your reaction in general to the our poll questions related to the economy and our perceptions of it?
I'm not that surprised, given the timing of the survey and obviously the had the anticipation of the government shutdown or in the midst of the government shutdown and the debt ceiling debate. So I would be shocked if the results were any different than what we got. And what I found very fascinating was looking at the survey results going back in time. So looking at what people's attitudes are now versus what they were back in, let's say, before the financial crisis began, you know, what were people, what were on the tops of people's mind, and how it appeared as though when times are good, people are more concerned about foreign policy. But yet when times are bad, they're more concerned about the economy. But this time, they were more concerned about the government dysfunction. So it's just fascinating to look at some of those relationships with how almost fickle people can be as far as what they're thinking about and what their concerns are. So I wasn't that surprised, although I was a little surprised that not a lot more people recognize that the national economy, at least as measured by a number of statistics on the national level, is actually better than what it was a year ago. So I think it's also interesting to see how it is that maybe people look at their own personal situation and then extrapolate that out to assuming that they are representative of the rest of the nation or perhaps even the rest of the state.
We're going to take a short pause, and then we welcome callers. What do you think is the most important problem facing Wisconsin, and what are your perceptions of the economy? Do you think it's doing better or worse than it was a year ago? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking next hour as well, about the latest Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College survey results. We are focusing in on the biggest problems facing the nation during this first half hour. What do you think is the most important problem facing the nation? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. 37% of us said that we thought that the most important problem facing the nation was government dysfunction. That was the number one problem. Normally it's, you know, the economy or jobs. That was number two. Do you think that the economy is getting better than it was a year ago or not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Talking with Wendy Scattergood, who is an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere. She's an associate with the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute, and she is our analyst on this Wisconsin survey. And Brian Jacobson also joins us, an associate professor of business administration at Wisconsin Lutheran College, chief portfolio strategist at Wells Fargo Advantage Funds. Professor Jacobson, sounds like there's a big partisan divide as to whether we think the economy is getting better or getting worse, according to our survey results, with, you know, 50% of Democrats saying it's getting better, 56% of Republicans saying it's getting worse. What's the reality? Is the economy better or worse than it was a year ago?
Yeah, the economy is a big thing, so it depends upon how you look at it. And I also think it depends upon how people interpreted the question as to whether or not things have gotten better or whether or not they expect things to get better, and over what time frame they're also thinking about it. The reality is, when you look at a measure, the gross domestic product, so the final market value of all goods and services produced within the United States, things have improved. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that improvement has been equally shared amongst all the individuals in the economy or even amongst all the states. I think that one thing that we've noticed, if you look at on a state-by-state basis, is there's been a lot more growth in some of what people might call the Great Plains states than what there has been in the Midwest or even in certain parts of the South. So I'm not that surprised that people responded the way that they did. I would venture to say that if we would have asked that same question during the Bush administration, we probably would have gotten a kind of a similarly polarized response. But maybe Wendy can comment on that as to whether or not that type of data is available. But it doesn't surprise me that people's political views might skew the way in which they perceive things.
Wendy?
Yeah, that's absolutely true, actually. Kind of two points about that is that's true that there is always that sort of partisan. So during the Bush administration, you're right, that we saw sort of the optimism, the difference in party ID and the optimism. Also, what Professor Jacobson said before the break is true, in that the sense that it's connected to people think of what they think about their own personal financial situation. And if we ask that question, actually, do you think you're better off financially now than you were a year ago? And they match up pretty clearly. So 33% think that they are better off than they were last year. 26% say that they're the same, but 41%, which is exactly the same as the economy, is their personal situation feeling like it's worse. And that also, there also is that partisan connection there. And we see that every single time. So every time I've done this survey, we find those same sort of partisan divides based on the party that the presidency is.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Professor Jacobson, about the September jobs report, which came out yesterday. It was delayed because of the government shutdown. 148,000 jobs were added, but the employment rate dipped to 7.2%. That 148,000 jobs added was, I think, smaller than expected. What's the biggest thing holding back job creation?
Well, when I looked at the report from September, and it was actually somewhat refreshing to have that come out on a Tuesday as opposed to a Friday, because typically it comes out on the first Friday of every month, but because of the government shutdown, it was delayed. So it was a nice change of pace to have it come out on a Tuesday. It was a disappointing report from the perspective of only having 148,000 payrolls created. I was expecting 170,000. Part of what I didn't properly, I think, take into consideration was the effect that the anticipation of a government shutdown or another debt ceiling debate would have on the hiring intentions of businesses. One of the things that I tried to do in order to sort of come up with a narrative or a story behind some of the employment situation reports is looking at another report that comes out from the Federal Reserve. They call it the Beige Book, and it's just a collection of qualitative information from the various Federal Reserve districts. So there's a total of 12 of them throughout the country. And so the Federal Reserve, they go out and ask business contacts as to what's going on in your district and in your business. And in the latest one that they're going to be using for the policy meeting coming up at the end of October was indicating that the expectation of problems in Washington, D.C., uncertainty around the fiscal outlook, and also the Affordable Care Act, uncertainty as to how that's going to be rolled out, that was stifling job creation and investment. So I think that might be part of the reason why we saw, at least in September, a major dip from the job creation that we saw in August.
Yeah. Well, the October jobs report, will that be affected by the shutdown?
A little bit, and it's probably going to, at least as far as on the federal side, as far as federal employment, a lot of people are expecting, well, maybe those furloughed workers aren't going to be included in that. But that's where you have to get into the methodology. What the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in conjunction with the Census Bureau, does is they go out and ask employers from the pay period that covers the 12th of every month whether or not somebody was on the payroll. And for the federal government, the payroll period that's relevant there runs from October 6th to October 19th. So given that the shutdown ended on the 17th, we shouldn't see too much of an effect with federal employment on there, because if anything, you had at least three work days that those furloughed employees that they were put back on the payrolls. But we will see an effect in terms of number of hours worked, perhaps average wages and things like that. So it's going to probably be, my guess is, close to about 160,000, so just a slight improvement up from what we saw in the September report.
Well, what do you think, Professor Jacobson? Can any meaningful economic recovery take place if Republicans and Democrats are, fighting each other, and here we have another, budget deadline looming in just a couple of months, and debt ceiling deadline coming up right after that?
Yeah, that's a fabulous question. And the whole uncertainty idea, I think that uncertainty is just part and parcel with living in an economy, whether it's a democracy or a capitalist system like we have. There is going to be some dysfunction. There is going to be some uncertainty. And businesses eventually will just adapt to that. It's almost as though they'll become certain about there being uncertainty, and perhaps they'll just take it in stride. But the type of uncertainty that we have out there, I think that's what makes this a little bit unique. Although I would point out, it would be interesting to see people's attitudes towards dysfunction going farther or further back in time, as far as what was the perception back in the 80s or in the 70s, or let's say, one of the examples that I give when people say how dysfunctional our government is look at how things were before the Civil War, where there was a caning of a senator on the floor of the Senate. You know, I mean, we've always had some sort of dysfunction. It just perhaps is a little bit more obvious now, just because of the amount of media coverage that we have about it. But I think that until we get to the midterm election, I'm really hoping that the midterm election can somewhat serve as, I don't want to say a referendum as to which direction the economy is going, because that's perhaps a too strong of a way to put it, but that it can give us a little bit more certainty as far as determining the balance of power within D.C.
Interesting. Well, thank you so much, Brian Jacobson, for being with us.
Thank you.
Brian Jacobson is an associate professor of business administration at Wisconsin Lutheran College. Wendy Scattergood, who is with the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute, will stay with us, and we will carry over our discussion after the news, talking more about job approval ratings of our elected officials, and we'll continue the most important problem facing the nation.